Hello, everyone. Welcome to the next Hewlett-Packard's Lab podcast from Research to Reality. Today, we are talking about technology predictions and megatrends.
I work at HP Inc., which is one half of the company that broke off from Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, where Dayan is. And I work in the 3D business unit there, the 3D print business unit.
My name is Kirk Presnicker. I am a chief architect, fellow and vice president here at Hewlett-Packard Labs, part of Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, the other half of the collegial twins that came out of Hewlett-Packard.
So how did you both get into this business of predictions?
Well, Dayan, you asked me if I would be interested in it, and it sounded fascinating and potentially very useful.
And so I think for me, especially both being in the business unit and the labs, everyone always wants to know what's next. And it might be how to tell a customer what to invest in. It might be to tell your kids what they should be studying in school.
So what are technology predictions?
Sure. Technology predictions are a way of encapsulating our understanding of how technologies are changing.
So when we think about megatrends, we should be thinking about multiple things coming together. It's a confluence. It isn't just one individual technology.
Have you done it all by yourself?
No. We were a group of, I think, 46, 47 people from all the seven continents, so spread out geographically, a lot of diversity. I know I was an outlier from the consensus on several of them, and I learned from that.
We started that team of 40 people, and then we really identified those three critical mega trends: the digital transformation, the sustainability, and the artificial general intelligence.
I think one of my favorite is one that graphs the impact of the technology, potentially on humanity, what we expect that to be, against its technical development in the coming year. So if you look at the lack of confidence across, if you look at that by standard deviation, I probably contributed to that one.
And I really love these visualizations because they are so useful to help you understand. And so looking at that technical readiness versus that adoption and impact, I think that some of them really stood out.
So when you don't do predictions, what do you do?
Apparently, I show up for podcasts.
I used to run until I kept hurting myself. And so now I just hike.
Many insights. Thank you very much, Kirk. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Looking forward to next year's predictions.